Boss Barrel?
Radio.
Nice. Short month.
February.
February 16th, 2011. It's Boss Barrel Radio, episode 26. How you guys doing? With me is special guests.
It's always special.
Hey, how you doing?
Whoa, it's Brian Folders in the house today.
Glad to be here.
Hey, man. Filling in for Ryan.
Thought I'd come in for a little bit.
Sweet, man.
Ryan's feeling a little sick.
Well, that's great that we'd have you on today, Brian.
Just trying to help out. I'll do my best.
There's a sweet burger trough you got there, Brian.
Yes. Well, I'm getting a triple cheeseburger later and save it in my beard.
John, Ryan, Brian, Griff, all here. Boss Rail Radio.
We're here.
That's right. It's going to be good night.
Dude, this is exciting. This is the first daytime podcast.
It's kind of weird. I'm kind of liking this more, doing it during
the light
hours.
Sipping on the coffee.
Drinking some coffee, talking about video games and Match.com.
I'm going to sign up later.
Oh, nice.
Yep.
You going to sign you up or you going to sign Ryan up?
Oh, me.
Okay.
Yeah. Give me a couple dates.
So what you guys been up to? You guys doing anything? How was your Valentine's Day?
You were there.
Didn't do anything on Monday?
Nope.
No?
Oh, I mean, yeah. I had a couple dates.
A couple?
Yep.
Wow. Brian Folder.
That's how I do it.
The ladies man.
Yeah.
The ladies man.
They love the traps.
It was fun. On Sunday, we did some cooking and did some eating.
Yeah.
And playing games.
That was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Steak and chicken.
Yeah, it was all good. Everything was good. I had to eat later, though.
Why?
It was just fillets, man. Like, I never get full.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I had to go get a sandwich.
Well, no, that was like the first thing I did when I came back home. I was like, I need a sandwich.
Uh-huh. Like, I had to get a sandwich, man.
And Claire Claire thinks I'm crazy because she's just like, how do you always eat? It's like,
wait a second. I had a sandwich too when I got home.
Really?
I made a sandwich.
This is because guys burn food.
Valentine's, which
tons yep. faster than girls do.
Tons. Screw the box of chocolates. Just give me a
gas station sandwich.
Give me a little turkey bread and mayonnaise. I'm good.
Yeah. I just had to do a little sandwich eating later after that protein rich meal.
Mm-hmm.
Nice work, John. Digging up that recipe. That was good.
Yeah. I love that.
I had one bite. It was tasty.
Mm. I love that. Sorry. I had some of that chicken. It was tasty.
Chicken?
Uh-huh. Yeah, the chicken was pretty good.
Definitely didn't plan on making that. I just saw the ingredients and it's just like,
Sweet, man.
Breadcrumbs.
I guess we don't have much to talk about because
we've all been there.
Yeah, well, yep. Slow the week for not games.
Yeah.
Did some stacking.
Well, I think the only thing we haven't talked. Did we talk last episode about any Killzone?
No, we didn't. I was going to save that for this week. So why don't we get into that?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Because I have played very little stacking and I'm not even done with that. So
okay. We talked about stacking last week.
We did.
Yeah, I finished it.
Okay.
Did you? Yeah. How many more levels were there?
Sure. There are four levels: the train station, the boat, the zeppelin, and then a bigger train.
A bigger train.
Whoa! Yeah.
Is the train in motion?
The train is in motion, but it really doesn't matter.
Is it just going around in a circle?
It's going on a straight line forever. I don't know.
Maybe you just didn't stay on it long enough.
It could have swung back around.
Yeah.
But based on the story, that wouldn't have made sense. I finished it, and the boss fight at the end is actually really, really fun.
There's a boss fight?
There's a fight? There is a boss fight.
Are you the guy with the punching bag? Or the
headbutt people, maybe?
I don't want to give it away.
I'm about to finish it.
The ending of that game has so many great little like nods to video game absurdity. Like, the last boss fight is clever, but it is such just a poke at bullshit video game fights. Like, it is so cleverly done only for its satire.
Nice.
Do you have to jump on a guy's head 3 times?
No. It does require things, I think, 3 or 4 times, but it's really, really funny. I don't want to give it away because it's worth it. And then the moment that happens before that is even better. Just, I swear Tim Schafer tweeted about it or something like that at some point, but it is just hysterical, the production value that goes into this one moment of the game. But yeah, stacking is done. I've been just trying to tie up some more of the puzzle solutions. But
some of them are tricky.
Yeah. Some of them are tricky.
I still can't get all the caviar.
I started using the hint system after a while.
Oh.
And that thing is really nice because usually the first hint is enough to tip me off.
Mm-hmm.
And then it has a little cooldown timer on it until you can get the next hint.
Can't get all your hints at once.
No, man.
One time.
No, it's no Costco hints.
Nope.
No Costco
hints. No bulk.
No. Also played some Killzone. I guess I'll just keep going here. I played some Killzone beta.
Yeah, you played a lot of it.
I played a lot
of Killzone. Stabbing dudes in the face?
For you being Griff and not really caring for online interactions with other people.
Mm-hmm.
You're playing a lot of that.
Yeah. Like I played some more yesterday, too.
Interacted.
Before it went offline.
Before it went offline. Loving that game.
Yeah.
Totally loving it.
Are you going to get it?
I've got it through... It's coming through Gamefly. Oh, okay. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. But I like betas because it's, you know, more limited. Not everybody's playing, yeah. So it's simpler. And then the thing that I realized that I really like about Killzone is there's no aim assist. That's why I realized I love playing it, is because you can, to actually shoot a dude in the head or in the chest or anything, you have to sight him in and you have to pull the trigger and do all the work yourself. It's not just press button to aim and then you're aiming on the dude like in a Call of Duty game. Mm-hmm. It doesn't automatically aim assist sight in dude. So I really enjoy that because it's more challenging. If you take a couple shots, it doesn't mean you're instantly dead. You can sometimes get out of it.
Also, you told me about the aim assist thing, I went in and turned it off on Call of Duty, and it is completely different.
Yeah.
Like, even just the slight movements, it's just ridiculously different.
Mm-hmm. It takes a lot more getting used to, right?
Yeah.
Because once you know how to play that with Call of Duty, all you do is you just tap your iron sights, and you're just on the guy already. And then you can shoot and then sight back in.
I didn't even
realize
that it did it that much.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, you know, I suppose... If you were to play the single player of a Call of Duty game and look at the aim assist that's there and then look at it in the multiplayer, like, that's a huge difference in and of itself.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you were to turn that off in the multiplayer, it's like, Jesus.
Yeah.
It is a lot of assistance.
It is ridiculously different.
Because, like, in the single player, I remember playing in Call of Duty, like, you could just straight on scope and it would snap to whatever was on your screen.
You pull up your iron sights and they have that moment in... When you're doing the training, like in every Call of Duty game, it's like, okay, now tap your sight, iron sight button to lock onto these targets and shoot from the hip.
Yeah. That's just like, bam, bam, bam.
Yeah.
And it just jumps like that. At least in the online multiplayer, you have to be a little closer to the person you're trying to aim at.
Right.
Before it'll track, but it still does it.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
it does it. Like, it's almost so close that you may not notice it, but it's really there.
But I was venting to you, Ryan, about my issues with Killzone 3 at work the other day. Hopefully this changes in the main game when it comes out. But the biggest problem that I was running into is when you're playing the single or when you're playing the multiplayer games, the matchmaking isn't good enough to separate into like levels. So you're playing like level 1 guys against level 10 guys, and the perks that you get from leveling up become so overpowering. Like, the first one you get is better armor. So, like, from level 1 through 4, you're just this squishy block of meat that gets cut up all the time. And then once you hit that next level, you get another couple shots, which helps out immensely.
Squishy block of meat.
Squishy block
of
meat.
I like that.
You're super squishy block of meat.
Super meat boy.
Super squishy block of meat boy. The other thing that I found really, really irritating was every time you level up, you get 1 class point, and then you put that point into whatever skill you want to upgrade. So if you take the medic, for example, you can put points into his, like, revive gun, and the revive gun will like at level one, it just revives dudes with like half health, half ammo. But at level two, it'll revive them with full health and full ammo. And then at level three, it, you know, revives them. Let's hypothetically say it revives them with, you know, max health and then extended ammo. Mm-hmm. So just saying, like, if I want to play a medic for a while and I rank up five ranks and I put it all into medic, I can, and then I'm done with playing medic. Like, I'm like, okay, now I want to play as a sniper for a while. None of the points. What's that?
I said you don't have all those.
Yeah, you don't retain those points. Like, it's not parity between classes. It's then I go to the marksman and I have 0 points in that. So
there's no way to get them back.
No, there's not. There's no way to like re-roll your rank and put them into another class. Mm-hmm. I can kind of see why you do that, because then it forces people down, you know, one track, and then when they play another class, it kind of forces them to, because you get bonus points for doing the things the class does. So I can see why that's kind of designed that way to facilitate you acting more like your class instead of just running around shooting everybody.
Well, I would say longevity, just to make that game more entertaining over a broader period of time.
Like, usually with most games, you level up, you know, the first few levels, easy to level up, but then the higher level you are, the more and more it takes to level up, and the longer it takes just to get from one class, level one, to level two.
But right, I understand what you're saying, longevity, but then the problem that goes along with that then is, so the only thing, you get one slot for your ability, like your ability that you get per rank. So your first rank is, like, your extra armor, your second rank is your silent footsteps, your third rank is like extra ammo, and then your fourth rank is secondary weapon becomes a primary weapon.
Sure.
So by the time you're level like 45, 50, you get that last perk, and you can switch anyone out for any other ones, but you can only have one. Then the problem is that's fine. I think that's totally cool. You know, a little kind of a bummer, because it gives an advantage to people who've been playing a lot longer than people who are just starting. But then the problem is, if I want to play a class, like I was saying, let's take the medic example again, I still have to use my class points to buy different weapons. So not only am I putting points into my skills, but I'm also deciding if I want to buy a sidearm, mm-hmm. or a secondary weapon, like the next rank up weapon, or do I want to buy...
Which also only goes with that
class. So instead, if I'm playing like the medic and I'm like, okay, I want a pistol to go along with my machine gun, then I buy the pistol. But then if I go and play another class, like the sniper again, I have to buy that pistol for that class. So it's just like a really mean time sink.
Well, I mean, so is that better or worse than, say, a Call of Duty, where it's like, you know, spend these points to get these guns and these perks and things like that, and then, I mean, whereas with Black Ops, like, you're earning currency to purchase mm-hmm. these things, mm-hmm. and at some point you're going to find what you like, but then to venture down these other areas, you're still having to build up currency.
My problem with a game like Call of Duty is the balance seems a little bit better, where everybody starts with, you know, your main weapon and your secondary weapon and grenades. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then based on how much cash you decide to spend, and the cash is actually really easy to get, because you get $1 million for every kill, and then you can wager match, and mm-hmm. you can just make money so much faster. But the problem with Killzone is it's basically the first hump is the hardest part, because it's such a high barrier of entry, because to get a class that is competitive, you are going to have to put points into that class skills, into both class skills, and then you're going to have to put points into your secondary weapon and your primary weapon. Mm-hmm. And at that point, you're already at, like, that's going to take you to level 10. Mm-hmm. And now you have
don't like that class.
Yeah, so you've got your one class built up, and you're like, well, great, now I have to go, if I want to play a different class, I have to start over again, and I'm still at rank 10, so I'm getting matched with people who are rank 10 and playing their, you know, their killer class, and I'm playing just the starting guy. So I don't have a secondary weapon. I have my basic, you know, crappy primary gun, and then I don't have any skills except for the base skill.
Well, I mean, okay, so here's some other things. Is like, you're going to run into other forms of play that will earn you more points. Like, they'll be like, if it's anything like what Call of Duty does, like
there's always a flag capturing,
where it doesn't, doesn't necessarily translate into how many dudes you kill or how many times you're killed, where just you can do the capture the flag stuff. Not to say that I completely disagree with what you're saying, like that makes sense to me, but it's also on the other side of the fence. So other people will be doing the same thing you're doing, is like at some point they will be trying to level up low things. So I mean, there will be those odd mans out where it's just like, well, this person's easy to kill because he's that squishy flesh person that I remember being.
Right. But I'm just, from my own experience, I'm playing with like, you'll find that group of people who are like, oh, these people suck. But then there's always like that one guy on the map who's playing as the sniper, and they are playing, they have their sniper maxed out with all these abilities. Yeah, and you're like, okay, this person shouldn't be here because they are extremely overpowered. They shouldn't be playing this class because it's just killing everybody else who doesn't have any skills. Like, and the reason I say that is because when you take something like Call of Duty, it's flat across the board. Like, you've got your one ability, which is shoot gun at person. Whereas this game, every class has an ability to you know, increase its viability. Like, if you take Team Fortress as an example, Team Fortress 2, every class has a special ability, but because you don't have to upgrade those abilities, you can constantly switch on the fly to play something that's more appropriate. So, you know, the reason I like that is because if you're playing as a capture the flag match, you're going to play as a scout so you can get there faster. You're going to play as an engineer and secure your base. And then you won't get penalized for saying, okay, well, I'm not doing well as a scout, so I'm going to play as a heavy now and just change things up. In this game, it's like, if you're playing capture the flag, you would want to play as an infiltrator because you get better run speed and you get all these different perks if you level it up all the way. Like better capture rate, better run speed, undetectable by enemy radar, all these crazy perks like that. But then it's like, okay, if that's not working and you want to go switch to the engineer, then your engineer has nothing. You don't even have a turret. So it just seems so weird to have to, you know, take everything that you've earned for your one class away and make you restart again.
Did you guys play Killzone 2 at all? Was it like that? No? So this is completely different?
From what I remember, I don't think the leveling up was as brutal. So, like, I don't think that they... You know, it's blurry.
Maybe it'll work out in the end. It's just the beta. But, I mean, they're trying something different. So
I just wish there was something more elegant. Because the problem with it that I see is, you know, people who are playing it right now, it's going to be great. But will it have the longevity to keep going, you know? In 3 months, if somebody picks up Killzone 3 and plays it online, will they enjoy it because they get beat so hard from all these people who have all their classes leveled up and there's no way to balance it?
So the ranking structure is like, universally, you as a player have a rank, but your classes don't have ranks.
Right.
So conceivably, in 3 months, if I pick it up, I will still just be a rank one playing with rank ones until... You know, at some point out of the gate, like I see end game wise, if I get like level 45 and I've been spending these 45 levels only leveling up one particular class, that I'm sort of boned. Like, I've got one really awesome class, or I could have spread it out.
Hope you like that class.
Yeah, or I could have spread it out over the other classes and have mediocre and everything. I don't know, it's very RPG-esque, where it's like, how do you want to cram your points? I don't agree with the idea of like using those points to unlock sidearms and things. I think that should be reserved for abilities only.
Right.
Because at least they're like, even if you were just going to say like, these are the only weapons that this class gets, and it's just give them like the two or three options instead of like, because there's a lot of guns you can unlock for those different classes.
There's pretty much three main guns, three primary weapons, and then three secondary weapons. So you're spending 6 points there. You have two skills. Each one has three slots. So you have 5 points, so you're at 11, and then your grenades are going to cost you another point to upgrade.
And there's, what, four or five classes?
Yeah, so you're spending, you know, 55 points to go everything. And I think the level cap is like 65 or something like that.
So well, some of
can
them
you prestige?
Well, but some of them don't cost 1 point each, though.
There's true. Some of them take
two, 3 points.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So I wonder if, like, since it's three-tier, I wonder if the first one is one, second one is two, third one is three. So, I mean, yeah, that's kind of like, yeah, I agree it's a bummer and it doesn't allow for a lot of, like...
I mean, the easy solution to me is just there's a re-roll out of match. So when you back out of a game, you can... It would just be say, hey, I want to bank all my points and take them off all my classes, and then I want to be able to remake my classes. Like, that to me is the most obvious solution. Because if you're doing it in-game, you know, that can be kind of irritating. You're going to have, you know, people just, like, speccing for the best thing right away and then canceling that spec, and then it's like, it just is going to create a bad game flow. Because the thing that I really like about Killzone 2 and 3 is... The match is a rolling match. So you start one game and it's like, okay, death match. Everybody, it's just kill the other team. And then whoever wins, you know, it's like your faction lost. Okay, next game is capture the flag. So then you go capture the flag and it's like, okay, you guys won. And now next game is plant these charges and you have to blow up this location. And then it's all one game. It just keeps rolling over into like five different game modes. And then it chooses the winner based off how many successes on each one of those. So if you were to like have people re-rolling their class every game change, you would just have this awful flow of like everybody stops playing for like 5 minutes and takes all their points off.
Well, it's not the finished product yet, so...
Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, they updated it, they patched it twice during the beta.
So they're obviously... That's what a beta's for. Right. To figure out... how it's working and what, and
but I'm still enjoying it despite that. I still really like playing that game.
I saw you play it for just that little bit and it looked awesome.
Yeah, the controls are funky. It's not Call of Duty, but I really still enjoy it.
I got used to them at some point. At some point I did realize that game might be easier when played as like a Halo kind of game.
Do you have to use the D-pad?
No. The circle button is mapped for nothing.
Yeah.
Or the B button.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, there would be no B button because Killzone's PlayStation 3 exclusive. Oh,
that is true.
Circle.
Yeah. Sphere button.
I'm saying B for Ryan because he doesn't
the East
own.
Button.
Yeah. It's,
just standardized this right now. The button. The 3 o'clock right. Button.
The red one.
Yeah.
Three button.
Yeah, they're all red. So, yeah. A reddish, orangish thing.
Not on the Nintendo Wii, man.
Oh, yeah, it's true. On the Nintendo Wii. There is no East button on the Nintendo Wii.
It's all East.
All East.
It's the D-pad. Then.
They do have the B button.
There's a North and South button.
There's North and South button. No, it's sort of.
Then if you rotate it to classic controller,
then
it becomes.
It's East and West.
But they do have the D-pad.
They do. Thank God. Yeah, so Killzone beta, really enjoyable. I love the melee thing where you get caught in the melee animation.
And like then someone can melee you.
Yes.
Someone can melee you.
You create the sweet dog piles.
Yeah, you create the melee chain.
What game was that?
Assassin's Creed.
Yes.
I'm going to stab you. I'm going to stab you. Yeah. I'm going to stab you.
But I really like it because it penalizes you for meleeing so much. You know.
Does it?
Well,
sort of. Yeah.
When you're playing like Modern Warfare games... Call of Duty games, you melee and it's just you lose a half second penalty like when you kill a guy. You know, somebody can shoot at you when you're swinging your knife, but there's really no, like, you're better off stabbing a guy than shooting them because it's faster. But in this game, like, if you stab a guy, it'll just, from what I can tell, it's random. You'll go into this animation of you like really horrifically putting a knife in their mouth or something like that. So it penalizes you because while you're stuck in that animation, other people will run up on that and you can't do anything. And then they'll just shoot you in the head or stab you in the back.
What they need to do is come up with like an actual animation chain. Well, if someone is stabbing you, then someone else can come up and like
stab that person. Yes.
And then
the other person,
then just keep going like that.
Just max it out for like three people on each other.
Yeah. That would be pretty cool.
And then if you get to like the fourth person that wants to stab that third person, it just gives you like a little like.
What if you could do double melees?
It's like Halo though, right? Like Reach did that, where if you instant kill somebody, you would get stuck in that animation killing them for a little while.
Yeah.
So it would.
And people sort of stop doing that.
Right. So I like that. I like that penalty for doing that. Like, it's risk reward. Do you want to do the instant kill? Or, and then you're kind of maybe stuck there for a little while, or Do you want to shoot them up? So.
There's no instant quick without...
Yes, there the, is. You can still regular melee people and just like swing your rifle and hit them.
And it does like a little bit of damage?
No, it'll still kill them.
Oh,
it
really?
Just, it, from what I can tell, it's random as to when it happens and when it doesn't. Yeah. So like there were moments where I would kill two people with just a random swing melee, like unanimated melee rifle gun butt. Yeah. And then the next time I would go, it would be the full stab dude and face animation.
Right, and it's there's like so many different animations, and the funny thing is like they're not all uniform in their length. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, oh god, it if it's gonna go into an animation, weird. I at least hope I'm just snapping his neck and going.
Best one though is sniper. When the sniper has its optical camo on and you see nothing except for a floating knife that then travels into the guy's face.
Yeah, the octo camo is still on and just that's was I playing or who was it? Hunter?
I think
or
Hunter was playing.
And it's just and like he comes around a corner and then all of a sudden, just like vorpal floating. Knife, just bam, ah!
Just in yep, you just or
tickles somebody's throat.
Yeah, it was hilarious. It's just like it's like all of a sudden goes into third person view and it's like floating knife stabs him in the face and then the camo comes off.
Kind
it's
of like, flashing, oh, that's a dude.
Maybe that's an ability you have to unlock later is turret knife.
Turret knife.
Yes. Yeah, so going around just stabbing
if you
people.
Upgrade your knife, does it shoot other knives then?
If you just hang the knife from the ceiling on a string and somebody runs into it, it does the job.
Well, what I'm really curious about is in the single player campaign, if that's going to be a thing where then your melee kills are going to go into an animation. Because I've told you guys before when I was playing Killzone 2, I got through the majority of that game by just knifing guys. Because the AI would get so messed up if you ran at them. You would just run at them and then kind of run around the side of them and stab them, and then all I would do is just bounce from guy to guy running down.
They had no idea
because they would start to retreat and take cover and not shoot because you're running at them, so you were fine.
Like melee.
Yeah,
melee,
I got the melee like 500 people really quickly in that.
I love when AI just does not understand what you're. Why would you do that? Why would you run directly at me? You're crazy. Gosh. I was not designed for this kind of
defend myself.
Oh God.
So that's. I've been playing a few other games too.
Oh yeah.
So I went last night to video game store to buy Tactics Ogre. Let Us Cling Together for the PSP.
Tactics Ogre.
Yeah. I know John. You played. You're a big fan of Disgaea.
Yes, I am.
And unfortunately, you don't like Final Fantasy Tactics.
I do not.
But this game is like what Tactics is, but just not like it. It's the predecessor to Final Fantasy Tactics.
Sell this to me, Gro.
Well, I can't because you don't like Final Fantasy Tactics.
I like Tactics Advanced.
And you're an
idiot. Is it a grid-based battle system?
Yeah, it's a tile-based battles. But it has everything that Final Fantasy Tactics has. Just kind of like prototype version, like type zero. Oh, like you can.
This is like you're telling me that this is even more dumbed down than.
No, it's definitely not. Tactics is a lot easier and a lot more straightforward. This game has many, many, many different layers, and the interface with like upgrading your troops and stuff is much more challenging than Tactics. But the battle system is pretty much identical to Final Fantasy Tactics, which I really like it. And the story is a lot more palatable than Tactics because it makes sense. It's not crazy nonsense Zodiac bullshit.
Hey, my thing for liking Disgaea is just that it's like we already understand that it's just like they're making fun of how ridiculous tactic style RPG games are, and they streamline it all. But then they still try to make you feel like things are absurd. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, yeah, it's really easy to play this tactic style game. But just so you don't feel like you're too much of a pussy, let's just make all the numbers go up to like the millions,
mm-hmm.
into the billion. Like no, like seriously, a max out of character in the Disgaea games.
Not 9999.
No, it's 9,999 is like your max level for your characters.
A level, character's level.
A character's level. And you can get like, I don't know, my first play of Disgaea the original is like several hundred million like strength and things like that. It's just like outrageous stats and damage
Do you damages. Start off in the ones or?
Yeah, you can start out in one. You start out with like
you kill just, one guy. And you
start out with regular ass stats, but no, at some point you get outrageous in that game.
That like, game is crazy though.
Yeah,
like, if you think that. John, I don't understand how you think Final Fantasy Tactics is like challenging because Deskaya has some of the most absurd mechanics to it.
It does. You go into the weapon world and you gotta beat the weapon levels and then it levels up and then you get judged if you commit crimes by this council and you can appease them or you can fight them. And then if your dude dies, you can turn him into a pirate penguin and then the pirate penguin can be reborn back into your guy and then he can have better stats.
Yep.
You're like, that sounds like the fever dream I just had last night.
No, dude, this guy is so awesome.
You sold me at Pirate Penguin.
Pirate Penguins are cool.
The only way to get the best weapons is to go inside of the second best weapons universe and kill its god and take his weapon.
You want to play a game for the rest of your life?
It's Disgaea.
You pick Disgaea or
what is this for?
Progress Quest. It's for PSP and PlayStation 2.
And DS.
And PlayStation 3.
And DS.
Is it for DS? Huh.
And the PSP phone?
And hopefully the PSP phone.
Is it all a port? You can just port your guy and continue to play to the billions and billions of the levels?
So that game goes into another ridiculous area where it's like, okay, so yes, your main character can get up to level 9,999, but every character can sacrifice himself to be reincarnated as himself and start out at level one again, if you so choose. But you will have a percentage of the stats that you had at whatever level that you so decided to sacrifice yourself. So it doesn't really per se end at 9,999. So
you prestige yourself.
Basically, yeah. It's like, and you can always go back and play any of the levels that you wanted to. Like, I want to level up a level one character, so I'll just go to one of the stages from the beginning of the game and play that. And so it's like, so now I'm this level one character starting out with stats that are in the hundreds or thousands, depending on how many times you've done this. And then, I mean,
do they level up the same? Like, you're level one, so you're getting the experience for a level one guy and still leveling up like that, even though you have better stats?
Yes. Like, the amount of experience needed to get from one to two is still the same. So it's like, yeah, you could start out that way. But it's like, even if you, say you were level 9,000 and you reincarnated into a level one, you would be probably about as powerful as a level, 20, 50, somewhere in there. I don't know. So you could theoretically go in and just, tear up some mid-level stuff. Or there are tricks to that game also to, power level people. It's a little insane.
9,999, that's just ridiculous.
Oh, there. The only thing that I did not do, and Griff's heard this a billion times, but the only thing I did not do in that game was the one optional boss that you can fight. He has a second form to him. When you beat him the first time and go back to fight him the second time, he's twice as powerful. And I would like to get to the point where I could beat his second form with only using one character. And I only ever got to the part where I could hurt him with one character.
Oh.
like
poke him.
Yeah, I could cause a scratch to him, but he has close to a billion hit points, so it's a little outrageous.
I like those games because they're funny.
Hey, horse wiener, Griff. One of the collectible items in Disgaea 1 is a horse wiener.
Horse wiener gives
plus 10.
Horse wiener!
Plus 10 to all your stats. Which is nothing in later
games. Relevant games. Tactics Ogre, which is a remake of the original Tactics Ogre game for the Super Famicom, is really good on PSP. It's a great port. It's really fun. If you like tactics games that aren't crazy, stupid, absurd.
Speaking of tactic games.
Yeah.
I've been playing Palm Heroes nonstop.
How's that going?
It's amazing. I played it 5 hours straight last night.
Yeah.
Wow.
My phone died twice.
No! I hope it's saved. So is there any online play? If you have somebody's phone number, can you play against them?
No. The iPhone works. You can just hit multiplayer and it will pair you up with someone like that. Just like an online, yeah.
Did you ever try Infinity Blade?
No.
Yeah.
But Palm Heroes is just Heroes of Might and Magic 2, basically. Which was the best one. And it's a tile-based thing where there's six different factions you can choose. You can be necromancers, you can be the knights, you can be mages or elves or the nomads.
Nomads.
And basically each faction has six different characters, and you got to gather resources, and there's like five, six different types of resources, and you build your castle up, and then you can buy an amount of guys every week once you've got the certain buildings. And basically you're just building up your army, and your hero can level up and can wear artifacts to increase your whole party. And it's just, you go around killing other heroes and taking over their castles,
so this
gathering
is like,
resources.
This is like the aggressive version of World of Keflings.
Yes.
So the thing I haven't played Heroes of Might and Magic in a long time, but is there an end goal?
This game doesn't really have a story. It's
okay.
To eliminate the other teams.
Okay, so it's just be the winner.
Yeah, and there's like 200 maps on this game, and they get range from 2 versus 2 to six people, everybody for themselves. And there's like different difficulty levels, and like basically my end game every time is I try to just get the most powerful guy and then wait for like 2 weeks, and then you get like 3 to 5 of those guys spawn every week. So you buy those, and once you get those, you can go around and pretty much rape.
That's what I like to do with my evenings.
Yep. No, I wish you guys could get it. It's really fun.
Nice, man. I've been enjoying my very, very RPG-esque handheld Tactics Ogre game lately.
Yeah.
I've been having a craving for a really bad, or really in-depth... to say like badass RPG style, like classic level guys forever sort of thing.
Yeah.
So Tactics Ogre is fulfilling that. And I never played it before. Like,
no.
Like, I didn't play the Tactics Ogre or any of the Ogre battle games before because, like, I tried it when I was younger, but, you know, Final Fantasy Tactics was out, and I was like, okay, this is much more polished than any of this is already, so I want to take a step back, but Tactics Ogre is really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you have a PSP, it's worthwhile to check that one out. Possibly the last best game.
Well,
I mean, what other PSP games are coming out ever again?
God of War 7.
Oh, yeah. Ghosts of Sparta.
Multiple.
Son of the Ghost of Sparta.
Last thing I played was, I played a little, just maybe 10 minutes of Marvel vs. Capcom 3, The Fate of Two Worlds.
And who'd you play as?
I played as... Felicia, the cat chick.
Oh, sweet.
Cat from Capcom.
Mm-hmm. From Darkstalkers. And then I played as, who did I play as?
Marvel character.
I don't remember, actually.
Deadpool.
Did you play as Batman?
I played as Dante.
Plays Batman.
No. Yeah. Marvel.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bat, Spaceman.
Space Bat.
So I played as Felicia and Dante and somebody else who apparently I didn't do very well with.
You played as Dante?
Yeah, I played as Dante.
Yeah? I thought you didn't like Dante.
Well, you know, I don't really give a shit when I'm just trying to figure out how to play the game.
You know,
I played as, let's just say for the hell of it, I played as, I played as Ryu. That's who it was.
Yeah.
But it really doesn't matter because that game is crazy.
Right.
It's not like you pick Ryu and you have to know how to throw a fireball to throw a fireball.
No,
which the way that the versus games work is you've got your basic Street Fighter commands. So like if you do a quarter circle punch or like your fireball command, then no matter what character you're using, they will do a special attack of some sort. So even if you're Wolverine and you do a quarter circle punch, he's gonna do a crazy claw attack.
Yeah,
Yeah, he's going to snick some fools. If you do the Hadouken input, or if you do the Shoryuken input, you will do another crazy-ass attack.
He's like a spinny thing. Yeah. So, I was trying to get an understanding. So that game doesn't distinguish between punches and kicks?
No, it doesn't. So you've got light, medium, heavy, and then launcher.
Okay. And launcher.
And then you can vary, you know, it's like low kicks, jumping kicks, air attacks.
And then your shoulder buttons are reserved for specials and tags.
Yeah. Yep. Definitely.
Sweet.
Not really.
I saw some gameplay. It looks insane.
It is insane.
I think the visual art style of that game is very impressive. Yeah. I think that thing looks crazy.
I just saw a bunch of flips and explosions going on. And
let me tell you, man, there's a button to dash.
There's a button to dash?
Yep. If you want to dash your character, you just have to dash.
Okay, so the one thing that also agitated me a little bit, and I started noticing this when I started to watch like a ton of gameplay, I was just like, so you know that those are those 3D models or are they not?
Yeah, they're 3D.
So why is it that when one person is on one side and the other person is on the other side, it's just a mirrored image?
Oh, it's probably easier.
It's so bizarre. It's like Captain America versus Captain America. One has left-handed, one does not. And it's like if they jumped over to the other side, they would they're both ambidextrous. Also, somehow, Nathan Radspencer, no matter what side of the screen he's on, will have the far-ended arm be the robo arm.
Huh.
I don't know how this works.
Well, John, maybe you should take a deeper look into combining the universes of Marvel and Capcom and realize how freaking bananas that bullshit is.
Right, I understand. Like, I can understand it when it's sprites, but like when
you're here's another solution: video games.
Yeah, that's the best answer. It's video games. Yeah,
it's just mirrors.
Well, it's just
they're
like
fighting themselves.
It was just weird when I was watching some video. I'm like, Nathan's arm always been the right arm, or I'm confused.
I think
right now.
That the best answer is once you see all the crazy stuff that each character can do, to model that again, like to have a double set of animations just for like
it wouldn't be a double set of animations. If it's a 3D figure, if he jumps to the other side, he would just turn around and the animations would be the same, right? That's just what it is in Street Fighter.
I don't know, man.
It's just what it is in Street Fighter. Like if Ryu is standing on the left side of the screen, he doesn't start doing a tornado kick with his left leg as opposed to on the other side he does it with his right leg.
Well, it is a different and new engine, so
that's fair.
Well, it's not new, it's the one that's the
but this
one.
Also goes along with the whole idea of what was it, like all of their costume changes are just mere palette swaps and they're not exactly like designing all new like clothes or anything for mm-hmm. them. I just.
Who cares, man?
Yeah,
who fucking cares?
I don't know. How many characters are in the game?
Like 32.
A million.
32. Enough to create an NFL
somewhere
roster.
In between 32 and a million?
Yes.
Yeah.
32. There will be a patch out soon to get Jill and
Shumagorath.
Yes.
Can you play as Nemesis?
Not yet.
No, but Nemesis is in one of the backgrounds.
Yes.
Is he?
There's actually a lot of characters in backgrounds.
Is he saying stars?
Yes. Nemesis is actually Nemesis from the Resident Evil 2 movie. Yeah. So it's dude in a big phone costume.
But yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
Who is the boss guy in this game?
Galactus, actually. Galactus.
Is he really?
Yeah.
It's old school Galactus, not that new.
What's new about this?
Giant
storm?
Smoke cloud.
Oh, yeah.
That doesn't count.
Giant smoke monster.
Dude, the movies are not canon by any means.
No, they're not. But
Spider-Man.
The fight is kind of ridiculous when you fight Galactus because at first
you've already beat it?
No, I've been watching a ton of video for it. It's just like he spawns out two.
He's got his heralds, which are going to be just two randomly selected characters that you have to fight both at the same time. They share a life bar.
And you fight them as one person. Like, you've got your...
You get one, and there's two people.
There's two people on the screen that you were fighting. So it's like you can get caught between them, and it's just like... Brrr.
It's a single-player game, or it's a single-player portion of a fighting game, which always sucks.
Yeah,
like, take Tatsunoko versus Capcom, for example. The last boss fight in that was a giant globe, and it was dumb.
Yeah, let's
just
beat
like
this
the
club.
Last boss fight in this game. Though it is so cool that it's Galactus, it is still dumb.
There's no like Capcom final boss. They're just saying that Marvel's better. Is that what they're saying?
They definitely lend a lot more Marvel appeal to
you know,
this
I bet you can read some of the story there, get some of the details. Maybe there's a double secret boss that's then.
Ooh.
Maybe they'll put out a patch. And you'll fight.
Who would be your Capcom boss?
Yeah,
Sigma?
That's what I'm trying to. Sigma would be awesome, actually.
I would like that.
Capcom boss.
Just Seth again. Just the worst last boss.
Yes.
Street Fighter 4's Seth.
I'm trying to think. I can't think of any.
Just anything that gigantic and stupid that you wouldn't want to fight in a fighting game.
Yeah,
right.
Does that sound good?
I'm trying to think. Oh, could be. It could be Mundus from Devil May Cry.
How about the wall from Contra? Oh, that's Konami shit.
Fail.
whatever. That game, so the little that I played, I'm not really fond of it because it just, it's the same thing that I didn't really enjoy when I was playing Tatsunoko versus Capcom, where it's, there are so many like variations in your attacks that it's hard to know what's going on. And the speed is such...
Is it more of a button masher?
It can be. Like, you can succeed button mashing, you know, and comparing it with, like, Street Fighter, which is a game I really like playing, and I feel like there's some degree of skill that's, you know, there. And even at the basic play level, like, there's a very simple mechanic to that game where it's just, like, you know, get the other person to not be blocking so you can land your combo. Whereas in this game, it's, like, memorizing combos so when the opportunity presents itself you can unleash like a 60 button combo, and
so it's like Killer Instinct.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's, yeah, it's like Killer Instinct.
It's like any versus game that's been before, like Marvel versus Capcom, Marvel versus Capcom, SNK versus Capcom. Like, all these games just thrive on their immense combo memorization.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like, and not only that, like, it wasn't until I started watching a ton of the video, like, I was like, oh, that's why I suck at playing Marvel versus Capcom 2, is because I, like, yeah, I could totally see it as, like, when you pick your assist stuff, like, when you want to do your crazy combos and stuff, like, you pick the assists for the other people that you're picking so that when they come in, they do certain abilities that will help you out for doing certain crazy combos that you're doing, and it's just like, good lord.
It's like, just, it becomes a guessing game. Like, the meta game, I think, is more interesting than the actual game, where it's like, once you get into an air combo, you can... bounce a person off the wall and continue your combos, or you can switch out characters and have them come in from a different direction and fight that person, or you can smack them back to the ground for extra damage. Anytime, like, so you're doing like a 1-2-3 combo in between that to rack up extra points.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have this, you know, half second gap of either you're going to bring in your next character, dual wall bounce, or hit them down, or, you know, those are your options. So in that 1 second when you're choosing what to do next, the character that's getting beat up and like basically combo locked in the air has a chance to counter based on what direction they push to block. Mm. So if they push to block, you know, the wall bounce, they'll block that and you'll fall out of the combo.
So yeah, a 1 in 3 chance.
Yeah, to... basically it's like guessing how your opponent's going to play, which I think is really cool. Yeah. And then like John was saying, the assist types, like, if you call in, let's say you're using Ryu as an example, his assists are going to be like the Tatsumaki kick, a fireball, and then his Shoryuken. So one is going to come in diagonally, one's going to come in from the other side of the screen, and then one's going to come in just straight on behind your character.
Mm-hmm.
So it's another level of guessing to know, okay, I'm going to call in this assist character, and I have to make sure that this assist attack is going to meet this setting that we're in. It's just many, many layers of, like, it's like some crazy chess level of I'm going
right.
to try and outmaneuver my opponent mentally before I have to do this attack.
When you say assist characters, can you completely switch characters on the screen?
Yeah, or you always have three characters, and there you have a primary, and then you have two assists, which you can tag out anytime.
And it's all one life bar?
No, they
each
share.
Each one has three. Have you played a versus game before?
Nope.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you call on your three characters. You know, it starts as 1v1, and you can tag out at any time. Also, the kind of cool thing about the tagging is if your character gets damaged, you'll get full life bar damage. We'll knock your life bar down, but then it also drop you like with red life. So if you get your character knocked down, say halfway down their life bar, and half of it's red, the other half is still full life. If you tag out, they'll regenerate that red life back.
Yeah. Yeah, so you can try to.
So is it basically one round, and those are your three rounds?
Yeah,
your three
yeah.
guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those. Yeah. I mean, those are some long rounds of fights, so they can be anyway.
Yeah, I mean, went with unlimited time on that too, because I felt like
they can be like 5 minutes.
This sounds like a game I might like to try.
Yeah, I mean, go for it.
I feel like it has very simplified controls, so that you can walk into that game and just start having fun with it.
Oh yeah.
But if you want to go nuts, like if you want to get to like. Like, I mean, like, with Super Street Fighter, I feel like you and I have played enough that it's like we know some of the finer points of that.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, we're definitely no, like, tournament-level people here.
Right.
Enough, but at the same time, like, we have enough fun, and it's like, there's a lot of, like, stalemating and, like, the I don't know, there's just such a finesse to a lot of that stuff.
Right.
Whereas I feel like with Marvel vs. Capcom, it's like, the more you just understand how, like, exploding combos and things work...
Well, it's like, if you want to draw the Street Fighter comparison again, it's like, every character is going to have a super or an ultra attack. Mm-hmm. So in Street Fighter, like when you're playing with somebody who hasn't really played that much Street Fighter before, they'll kind of just, you know, keep doing one move until they get their ultra meter up, and then they'll pull off their ultra, and then they'll hit you for a bunch of damage. Just like at the low level of Marvel vs. Capcom, you've got a bar that goes up to 5, and then once you build that up, you can do your ultra attack. And based on, like, the inputs are all the same. Just mash any two buttons and move the D-pad or stick or analog stick around, making in any real fashion if you like, and you'll do it.
Yeah.
Or you can even just hold down both assist buttons and your entire team will come out. And so it's like you get in a lot of fights like that, like just people launching their ultra attacks all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, the next step is higher level play, which is, when do I use my ultra attack to have it do the most damage to make sure it doesn't get blocked? And mm-hmm. then, you know, what am I doing to set up for my ultra to do right. the most damage? Just like in Street yeah. Fighter, where it's like, you know, you don't play the game to get your ultra. You play the game to set up your combos. And then if you can incorporate your ultra into your tight combo window, then go for it.
Yeah.
But, you know, this game, it just seems like it has that level of insanity one step earlier, whereas in Street Fighter you have to get beat up before you get it. In Marvel vs. Capcom, you get a bar to do your ultra right away.
Yeah. And you get what, 5 levels, like 5 yeah. bars that you can build up?
I think 3 is the highest you go, but then if you use your other characters, you'll burn all 5.
Mm.
And you can also do them back to back, so you could be like, you could
ultra ultra ultra.
Yeah, you know, it's like yeah, it is. It is just like Tatsunoko versus Capcom, where, you know, people are claiming that it's not a real fighting game because it's too crazy. But it's like that level of craziness creates so many different opportunities for you to... Well, no, this is what I was thinking of. It's Peggle. Whereas most people will say Peggle has no skill involved. All you're doing is clicking a button. But when you actually see, like, well done, well played Peggle, you're like, okay, this person's actually using strategy. So, you know, you can approach this game and just mash buttons and cool things happen and people die. But then if you want to, like, play it with finesse and skill, you'll see all these combo opportunities, all these links, all these ways to use your, not just explode all your ultras at the same time, but use them gradually, use them appropriately, that sort of stuff. But I'm excited to play more is what I'm feeling.
I'm excited to try it out.
The yeah. other thing that I realized was, is this is pretty much just like... what came out first, Smash Bros. Or Marvel vs. Capcom?
Smash Brothers, I would say. Man.
Because that was Smash Bros. N64. Was N64, probably, yeah. what, 98?
Which, when yeah. did Marvel vs. Capcom, the original, come out?
I don't know. It was on PlayStation 1? Or PlayStation 2?
2, I would guess.
Because it was an arcade game before that. I don't know when it got ported. Ooh, so right. I'm thinking, which happened first? Like, so what, like, fan Smash service Brothers? Game happened first?
Well, I would put money on Smash Brothers.
I feel like Smash Brothers didn't. I mean, Smash Brothers did really, really well on 64, but Smash Brothers didn't get, like, its tournament appeal until Melee.
People and, are crazy.
Oof, just, you've seen how crazy I get with that game, too.
Yep.
Seems like Capcom always has to fight.
Yeah, man. Those guys are always fighting. Never yeah. not fighting.
Yep. Everybody.
It's always they're on.
Just, everybody hates Capcom.
Everybody hates Capcom. SNK, Marvel. The other thing that this game made me want to do is I was like, I kind of want to go play Mortal Kombat versus DC.
Yeah, yeah, hell yeah. I will.
But
play.
Then I realized I'll just wait for no the blood. New Mortal Kombat.
I do. Yeah. I am super stoked for yeah. the new Mortal Kombat.
Me too.
Super stoked.
Except there's no Liu Kang.
Actually, there is.
There is.
Yeah, there's a video on our site.
Showed a ton sweet. Of Liu Kang stuff. Yep.
I was he reading still sucks. The player list. Yeah, and
he still sounds like
he's
a girl.
Still Liu Kang.
I was excited when they announced Kung Lao was back. So
mm-hmm. Kung Lao is a sweet
like,
character.
Like metal hat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I like metal like table saw.
Dude, you
hat.
Know Scorpion's back?
Really? They brought yep. him back?
I know. Mm-hmm. I was surprised too.
Funny thing though, they let him keep the sword, which was a little aggravating to me, but all right.
I liked Sub-Zero's ice sword.
Yep.
That looks pretty sweet.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I don't think I've seen Sub-Zero have a sword. Instead, he's getting a little bit more primal, and some of his fatalities just involve giant icicle.
Yeah.
I'm going to stab this through your chest.
Yep.
And then break it
off. Yeah, why have a sword when you can just have a big block of ice?
Yeah.
Yeah, ice hammer.
Yeah. Yeah, so
I'm sure we'll get a nice, as soon as, now that Marvel vs. Capcom 3 is out of the gates, we'll get the trickle of character lists from NetherRealm Studios.
Just already announced a ton of them.
But I'm sure we'll be getting our character, you know, vignettes.
Was it Ed Boon who was like twittering like, which character would you really like to see the most in?
Mm-hmm.
And he had like some outrageous ones like
Quan Chi.
Shinnok. I'm like, why do I want Quan Chi or Shinnok? Like, why?
There's some.
What about really Blind Kenshi?
Kenshi, I think, was one of the other ones on there.
Yeah, I actually liked him.
Ermac,
who was just like,
what about the Noob Saibot?
See, I would have said give me Noob Saibot, but
I'm okay with not having Noob Saibot.
I would love having Noob Saibot, but
Robot Smoke, that's what I want.
Robot Smoke or Smoke, I would be down for.
What about both Smokes?
That's just,
or that. Double Smoke.
I swear.
Dude, if they were palette swaps for each other, that would be fine.
In Mortal Kombat, what was it?
Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3.
Well, this one was Zombie Liu Kang. Was it Armageddon?
No.
One before Armageddon?
No.
The Dragon Prince?
No. Hey, God.
Well, which one was the one that had every single Mortal Kombat character ever?
Like Armageddon, right? Like, that's when they brought it all onto current platform.
I think everything. It was Armageddon. Yeah.
Armageddon, but there was the one before that, right? With the just whatever it was. It was the one after
Annihilation.
Yes. So it was Deadly Alliance.
Then it was Annihilation. And then Annihilation did have Zombie Liu Kang.
Yes. So Annihilation was the one where you had Noob Saibot and Smoke, and they would switch in and out.
Oh yeah, I do remember that actually.
Yeah. So I'm fine. Let's do it again.
Let's go.
As long as there's Reptile. Cool.
They did throw Goro in there, right?
Yeah.
He's gonna be a thing.
Lame.
And female Goro.
What was her name?
Oh yeah, Shiva.
Shiva.
Or which is it Shiva?
Yeah, I think it was Shiva. I think it was.
Dude, just all I really I weird. Just want to make sure Striker is back.
Yeah, Striker. Yeah. And I could probably do it with Cabal.
I'm all right with Cabal.
Let's get rid of Johnny Cage.
No,
you need to have the split punch and the sweet sunglasses.
Yeah, you need to have the jackass being in that game.
Mm-hmm. You gotta have Johnny Cage.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta get.
Although I would like to see Johnny Cage enter a match and like he starts to fight, but then just like the match pre-match start is dude just instantly goes up and kills Johnny Cage, and then you play as a different Johnny Cage. Like, because Johnny Cage has died so many times in the Mortal Kombat universe.
The universe of Mortal Kombat, Johnny Cage has been resurrected at least twice.
Yeah. Just like Liu Kang is dead. Should stay dead.
Nope. This is supposed to fall somewhere between 3 and Trilogy.
I was going
to
ask.
Two and 3, maybe?
Is it a reboot, or is it like a...
It's supposed to fall somewhere in the early stages of Mortal Kombat.
Is it?
And is this is like Mortal Kombat 10 now or something?
Yeah. 9, MK9.
9.
I thought that it was sort of like a restart to everything, but
It could be. I mean,
is Kano dead?
Sure.
Did he die?
No, I think Kano's in this. I think.
Mortal Kombat, the movie, says Kano's dead.
That's true. The movie. Yeah. But is the movie canon to the game?
Yes. Yep. You have to follow the movie.
Mortal Kombat.
They kill Johnny Cage. It's canon.
They kill Johnny Cage in the second one. But that's
great.
But do you like
5 minutes in?
If you want to think about the crazy stuff that goes on in there, like the actor that they got to play Johnny Cage in Annihilation is not the same dude as the
in
first
Annihilation
as the first Mortal Kombat.
Really?
So it's like, did Johnny Cage, like, if you want to get stupid, like, did Johnny Cage already die?
Is it
the resurrected Johnny Cage, and then he dies, and then it's just like, well,
it's an imposter.
Screw it. I don't know.
Robot Johnny Cage?
It's Johnny Cage's stunt double.
Oh.
So they killed the wrong Johnny
Cage. You got the wrong Cage.
You were watching the wrong movie.
So it was actually Nick Cage. It's Johnny Cage.
Oh, man.
That would be my choice for next character, Nick Cage.
Honestly, Jax come back with cyborg legs.
Yeah. Full cyborg
just
Jax.
Robot or just human torso.
Robo Jax.
Yes.
He just has a beating heart.
Human torso. No head.
No head.
Yeah, just arms. He's got like a bar that inputs on me.
Just an eyeball.
Yeah.
A giant squishy eyeball. Like the Neversoft eyeball.
Yeah. Just hanging out on top of a trident.
With a black torso.
Yeah.
I'm excited for that game though. I cannot wait to get some hands-on time with it.
Yeah,
that's all I care about.
Fatalities look sweet.
I'm excited to play a game that has fatalities in it now, because as like an adult who is capable of remembering things and executing things, I feel like I'll be a little better than I was when I was playing Mortal Kombat 3 on my Super Nintendo.
Oh yeah, definitely. And
I had that as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember looking at like inputs for fatalities when I was a kid and just being like, who does these things?
Yes, and where on the screen do I have to be?
Exactly. Like, distance was always a weird thing with that too, where it's just like, could you just auto-tune it? Like, just put me where I need to be?
Yeah.
Also, did you ever like read up on how insane it is to input brutalities?
No, what is a brutality?
Mortal Kombat Trilogy introduced brutalities,
yeah,
which are like, you have like a second to input 12 different commands, and then the game just takes over, and it's basically that person like onslaughting the other person with just pounding and pounding and pounding until their body explodes.
Was that the one where the world also blows up?
No.
No, that's
no, that is no, that's not fatality. Smoke. That is Cyrax.
No. It's smoke.
Cyrax has one.
It smokes fatality. Robot Smoke launches a million balls out of his chest and it blows up the entire world.
Is it smoke?
I guarantee you. Ermac, I know this one.
Ermac has one that he does the little wrist predator thingy.
Ermac?
No, I'm sorry. No,
Sector?
Cyrax.
Cyrax? Cyrax? Yeah, and he self-destructs, right?
Yeah, but I think he takes the Earth with him. Maybe he just takes it. Maybe it's just
maybe
one.
All the robots.
Maybe it just shows a planet. And it just shows that explosion.
I will show you the video of smoke blowing up the world later.
Do you remember all 7 fatalities from the first game?
No.
Not at all.
No.
I was rewatching the fatalities the other day.
They were so... I could only get 3 of them, I think.
Do people lose limbs?
A few of them. The best one, I think it was Kano ripped out a guy's heart.
Yeah, that is the ongoing one. Like, yeah. I think Liu Kang has that now. I think he has like punch chest, rip out heart.
And of course, Scorpion pulled off his face and blew fire. And
oh, speaking of Scorpion doing things, yeah, I think that's back as well. Like, how do you not have that? But I think one of the one thing I'm really super stoked about is I may actually have to drop $100 on that collector's edition.
Why?
What goes with it? Those stupid ass bookends.
You're an idiot.
I know. This looks so goddamn cool. So the book
they're not. They're stupid.
They're dumb, but they're cool. The book ends like it's Scorpion shooting his little chain spike through a brick wall, and on the other end of the book end is the chain spike coming out through Sub-Zero's chest.
Oh. That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. But for $100, like
$40 more for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
It comes with
other stuff.
It comes with the game.
It does come with the game.
Bookends and a game.
Some collector paper crafts.
Maybe. Gosh. I don't know.
Comes with your very own fatality.
I think that's actually a pre-order bonus. I feel like they have like downloadable.
Unlockable fatalities
yeah. For Scorpion and Sub-Zero.
Yeah, I think it's the classics. You unlock their classic fatalities something.
The flaming.
Wonder if there'll be some animalities and babalities.
Hope not.
Babalities. Friendships. Yeah. Get friendships back.
Friendship.
Hope not.
Friendship.
Friendship. Okay, you guys got any other games to talk about? I know I just went and talked about Palm Heroes.
Palm Heroes, John. Get it.
Stacking.
No. Nope. Nothing okay. Really.
Nothing?
Mm-hmm. Nothing. You guys want to keep talking about Mortal Kombat a bit?
I like Mortal Kombat.
All right. Let's call it here, and we can come back for news and questions.
Yeah.
Oh, hi. Hey, hi. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey. All right, we're back.
Oh, hey. What's up?
Oh, hey, Brian. You're here now.
Mm-hmm.
So let's do our question of the week. This one, shockingly, comes from Jen, and she asks us, she says, hey guys, I was recently laying in bed playing some Angry Birds, and I was thinking how hilarious it would be to drive past a public park and see people live-action role-playing to some Angry Birds. It could be either people dressed as birds and pigs with mustaches, or people using real birds to launch at real pigs. So my question for you this week, what game would you like to see people LARP?
Oh... Just Cause 2.
Hands down the winner.
I think that's people jumping off skyscrapers.
Yeah, I think that's called the X Games. I think that's just what that is.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen it done while grappling to a 747 with a parachute, though.
Yeah, I want to see somebody continually grappling themselves. Like,
I want to see somebody
self-propelled.
Connect the grappling hook from the plane to the bus.
Yeah.
And just have it lift off.
Yeah. I think LARPing Assassin's Creed would be pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Only probably not really stabbing
each
other.
I think that's just like tag though, right?
Yeah, it's essentially that's what that is.
There's a really hard game of tag.
Freeze tag is what it is.
Death tag.
Death tag.
New Jason Statham movie. Death tag.
Only it involves a car and a gun.
Mm-hmm. If I had to see a real game live-action role-played. Stacking, I would not want to see that. That is only going to end poorly. It sounds like some sort of, like...
The guy on the bottom, I would just hate to be...
some sort of awful CSI case.
Giant backpack.
The stacking killer. Man, I can't really come up with one.
I can't think of any games right now.
Yeah.
I'm the only one that apparently can...
I don't know. Mario seeing a fat plumber jumping on some little, little creatures.
Yeah, they did a LARPing of that. It was the movie, and that was terrible.
True.
Oh, man.
Sonic, I guess, seeing somebody run as fast as possible into...
Just get rings and chili dogs. I feel, I mean, Mega Running. 64 does a really good job with all these sort of things.
They do.
So if you do want to see... stuff like that. I'm a big fan of the Dead Rising thing they did.
I'm a really big...
That could be fun.
Good going into public places and taking pictures of people and saying, yeah, erotic. Excellent.
I'm a big fan of the Resident Evil 4 one. What are you buying?
Mm-hmm.
What are you selling?
Pizza, sir.
I'll buy it at a high price.
Okay, it's going to be $16.95.
Not enough cash.
Let me get my manager.
They call the cops on him at some point with that one.
Yep.
Or there's the one guy probably the same guy at some kind of like flea market convention, walking around as Altair, like hiding from people.
Oh, I don't think I've seen that one.
Oh man, he freaks a lot of people out. A lot of people, because he's like walking really close to other people, like he's trying to do the blending thing, but it's like not really working because they're groups of people.
Does he have a white hoodie on? And
not just a hoodie, like the full garb.
Frogger,
does he have hidden blades?
Would be good. Frogger, somebody dressed in a frog suit just like trying to run across the interstate.
Yep, that'd be good too.
It's like ducking and weaving. Is he gonna do it?
Yeah, that would be kind of cool. Oh man.
Paperboy,
Paperboy.
Throwing papers and dodging things. I don't know how far Gears of War chainsaws would be fun. Just people running at each other with chainsaws.
Mm-hmm. Would they actually cut each other up though? Or?
No, they do chainsaw duels.
Chainsaw duels all day long.
Oh, just nonstop duel. Duel all day.
And curb stomps.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, I'm gonna go with Frogger, I guess.
Frogger's really good.
Uh-huh.
I feel like you gotta go, how about LARPing?
Frogger's pretty
Pac-Man.
Good.
Pac-Man.
I don't know what you would do in that, though. And I've seen enough of that already that I'm good on that front.
Oh, like
some dude dressed as Pac-Man and other people dressed as ghosts just running around in the city. Mm-hmm.
I feel like there's something that we could... There's gotta be something better that we can think of here.
Glaring.
Yeah,
just go into different department stores and tell them that you're Commander Shepard and ask for a discount.
Yeah, that would actually be pretty good.
I thought you were dead. Nope.
I'm Commander Shepard, and this is my favorite store on
the Jordan
Citadel.
Creek Mall.
Exactly. And then just demand that you get a discount. I mean, you just endorse their establishment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How about LARPing? What's the... What's the Operation game?
Operation?
Oh, Trauma Center.
Trauma Center.
That would be really good, too.
Just draw pentagons on people.
Doctor.
Oh man.
I'm good on that.
Yeah. I just can't think of anything that translates well to the human world that would be.
I think Jen's example of Angry Birds is very good. To see somebody just slinging birds at a pile of pigs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or people dressed as birds, like, you know, doggy piling on a bunch of pigs. I feel people dressed as pigs.
You could probably effectively do that. Like, if you just, like, got a giant slingshot and just painted some watermelons as the Angry Birds.
Sure.
And painted some watermelons as the pigs.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And then just put some boxes up.
Sure. Definitely doable.
What if you were dressed up in a...
Were dressed as a finger?
Yeah. Yeah. You were dressed as a giant finger that has...
Dress in all green and a green hat and carry a bow and arrow and then just play a flute going around everywhere.
You would be Robin Hood?
Link.
Oh. Oh. Yeah, that'd be all right.
Yeah.
You'd have to have Tingle with you, though.
Have to. He has to be attached to a little balloon.
Oh, man. Yeah. I'm good on roleplay stuff. Dude. I think we answered that pretty. I'm sure there'll be other examples coming up later in the week as I think of this more.
We'll visit this question again.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. All right. Let's. Thanks again. If you would like to email us, our email is bbr@bossbarrelradio.com. Send us an email with questions about video games or not about video games. Both are fine. Whatever. Something to talk about is cool. Send it to us. We'll read it and discuss it. Thanks again for Jen, who's been emailing us.
Thanks for the email.
Yeah. Represent.
We only pick the best out of the bunch.
So let's talk about news, John. Yeah. You got something to talk about? Some Sony product.
Yeah. Sony Ericsson announced the Xperia Play, which is PlayStation certified. I don't really know what that means, but it looks like a PSP Go, but it's a phone.
Cool.
It's a Go phone.
Yeah, sort of. Like, it runs on Android 2.3. It's for the Verizon network, and apparently this thing is awesome enough that it can play a ton of PS1 games, and it can actually operate the Unreal Engine, which is kind of cool.
Okay.
It's
you said PS1 games it can run?
Yeah.
Okay, so you can play like the Unreal Engine, you play like Quake 1?
Yeah.
Great.
So you're going to be like 5G?
I don't know.
G6.
I didn't read all of the press release.
Like it's going to be like a G6, like actually.
Mm-hmm. Popping bottles.
Getting slizzard.
Yep. Yeah, all those things.
Yep.
All of those things.
Bieber 6G fever?
Yeah.
Beavertini.
I'm trying to think here. It's I don't know, it looks kind of cool, but I'm still kind of scared of it because it's like this thing's supposed to come out next March and I still don't know like
why
like
what is its marketplace,
so, right? Well, it's like
this year
yeah, it's like by the end of next month. Yeah,
you know what, I bet that thing, all they'd have to do is, like you were saying earlier, they launched it with Final Fantasy 7 built into it. That game would already cut its.
Oh yeah, it would hedge its bets right there. Because I mean, how much does it cost to get Final Fantasy VII onto this device?
There's enough
$5
crazy people in the world that just want as many copies of Final Fantasy.
Exactly. VII. So if it launches with Final Fantasy VII on top of the other six titles that it's supposed to have with it, which the ones that I found that it's launching with, some of them I don't understand. Like one of the titles is just straight up Bruce Lee, and I'm like. Is that a movie or is
no,
that,
no, the
is
game, Bruce game? Lee. Is yeah.
Bruce Lee the game.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. So, Bruce Lee, it's game.
Bruce Lee versus Capcom.
Okay. It's just 12 players from Capcom on the left side and then just Bruce Lee. Like
Bruce
12
Lee
different
was,
iterations.
Was a side scroller beat 'em up.
Oh, cool.
I think for Super Nintendo or Nintendo. And the thing that was its hallmark was you could like grapple dudes, but when you grab the dude, you could grab another dude, and you could have this chain of, like, 15 guys that you were holding on to.
Sweet.
Yeah, like you were saying with, like, the chain of stabbing. You just have, like, a Bruce Lee chain of block dudes all
Bruce
grabbing
Lee
each
chain.
Other. Yeah.
Nice.
And my Bruce Lee chain.
I'm going to wear that shit around my neck.
Like a G6.
Yeah. Tetris is going to be on there, as
great.
It should be on everything.
Great.
That's something that should be LARPing.
My DVD player plays Tetris.
Tetris LARPing.
A bunch of just people dressed up in blocks, like trying to make lines of each other.
Sounds hot.
I don't know. I don't remember.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Some fish and make some lines and Tetris.
I don't remember all the games that it said it was supposed to come bundled with, but there's six of them.
Well, after Tetris and Bruce Lee, what else could you want?
I know it's supposed to have like
Crash Kart Racing.
It's gonna have
No, that's what it was. Like Urban Asphalt 6 or something like that.
What?
Yeah.
Big Mother Truckers.
Yeah.
Twisted Metal?
Cruisin' World?
No, Twisted Metal announced yet. But I'm sure if
San Francisco Rush.
If Twisted Metal Head On is on PlayStation Network, then it would definitely be on this.
Hydro Thunder.
Mm.
Why not Hydro Thunder? Why not?
Twisted
Hydro
Metal
Thunder?
Sounds fine. Yeah.
Could be.
Black.
Twisted Metal Black. Twisted Metal PlayStation Black. 2. Right?
Yeah, that one.
But they're all serial one. Killers.
Yeah. I was fine with that. Mythology.
ARG. Twisted Metal Energy. You have to be driving while playing it.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh man, how awesome would that be, playing Twisted Metal in your car against other people?
Not awesome ever. Never awesome.
Just sign a waiver to play that.
2011 game. Playing Twisted Metal is no longer awesome.
The guy who wants to play his Sweet Tooth has to be driving a motorcycle and playing that game.
No. Or an ice cream truck.
Or not Sweet Tooth. Mr. Grimm.
Mr. Grimm. Yeah.
Not good.
That's your LARPing game right there.
There you go.
Twisted Metal.
Done.
Some people have wrecked up cars. They're crazy just driving around.
I want to see a destruction derby, but with all Twisted Metal themed. I want to see a guy holding two wheels chained between them.
Axel.
Yep.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. Just playing this in a public park.
See a cop.
Cop.
Spectre.
Spectre the cop.
Yep.
Minion. I want to be Minion.
Yeah.
Who is Minion? I don't remember.
The guy driving the tank.
That would be good.
I want to be there.
You'd win.
Fuck you guys. I'm just going to go play Vigilante 8.
Yeah, I'm just about
with my
to say
other
that.
Friends.
Oh,
there's
man.
No tank in that game.
So, I don't know. The Xperia Play looks kind of cool, but at the same time, it's like it's cool in the fact that if it's really good like that and they do release a decent amount of games for it, it could take place of my cell phone and still allow me to play games while I'm doing those things, like more so than what I'm already playing, but... I also take issue with anything that like the PSP, it's like super powerful. But do I really want to play those games? Because I already played them more.
Yeah, but now you can play them while you're driving.
Yeah.
Now you can play while you're on the bus.
Yep. On the bus. That living in Iowa, I have to do so much.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Public transportation, man. It's killer here.
Yep. It always blows my mind anytime I hear somebody around here say, oh, I took the bus to get here. I'm like,
shout out to Kevin.
Word. Mustache.
What?
Yeah. I don't really see where this is going.
Yeah, I don't either. It's like you have to compete with, not only do you as a Sony product have to compete with another Sony product,
mm-hmm.
you have to compete with the iPhone mm-hmm. and just other
handheld
Droid
devices, like, devices. Any handheld gaming system, any phone that has
apps. Any smartphone.
Any smartphone.
Are you going to be able to get apps on your PlayStation phone?
Yeah.
It runs Android, so
it runs just like an Android phone. So you can get any of the stuff that I have downloaded, I could get just as easily for that.
No keyboard. Your thing is taken up by face buttons and a D-pad.
But you've got dual analog.
It's like fake analog, though, right?
Yeah, it has a center little... They have two little nipples in the center. And then
I'm sold.
That grounds you.
It's just little raised bumps. It's not... Yeah, it's just touch little, screen, though. It's like touch sensitive.
Yeah, it's those bumps in the middle. That's like your center, so mm-hmm. that you kind of always know where you are.
Okay, so it's like the raised bump on the... What is it?
On
the
your keyboards.
F and J key.
Yeah, it just kind of keeps you centered.
Great.
And then it's just all touch from there, which is...
well done, Sony.
Sure. I mean, I don't know. If those things work, fine, great, whatever. But I don't know.
Where... This is so bizarre, though. Like, why would you do this?
But yeah, I don't know. It's like...
Maybe it got made a long time ago, and they're like, oh, we got all this stuff.
But why would they release it when they just announced PlayStation Portable 2? Or
they've got a whole year.
for well, this product like, to fail as well.
Right, like, right. Yeah. It's like this comes out.
Hey, remember the N-Gage?
Also, it's also another thing is just like I want to know how much this costs because we don't. I can't find a price point for this thing.
Hey, maybe
anywhere.
If it's $50, maybe it's okay.
Dude,
it's a Go phone.
If this thing costs,
pay as you go. If this thing, play as you go phone.
Play as
boom.
You go.
If it costs in the neighborhood of $300, then
no.
Then maybe.
What if you get a free 3D? One? If you get a free one with your PlayStation Portable 2?
Yeah. Well, see, the only reason that I would conceivably consider getting this is if, like, I have to go back to Verizon and see when I can upgrade, and if I only had to pay like $50-$60 for this thing, fine. I'll give it a whirl.
It's PlayStation Suite that it runs, which right. is the ability to play PlayStation games on your phone,
right?
But that is separate from PlayStation Network.
It
right?
does also have a PlayStation Network
okay.
option.
So you can download minis or something
minis
into it, maybe?
And probably certain
themes.
PSP
hopefully
games.
Hopefully themes.
Yes. Tons of themes.
I hope you can download the crappy avatars that they have.
So could I essentially get...
No voice chat.
Angry Bird. Yeah, no voice chat. You call people, though.
Yeah, you can call and play.
What?
Yeah.
Call so why would you want that?
So you burn your battery life to shit. But so... Could I essentially get Angry Birds for Droid and also get Angry Birds for PlayStation Network and just be set for life?
Dude, I still don't believe that this is a thing. Like,
it's a joke. It releases April 1st.
Yeah, we gotcha.
Like, it has to be because it just doesn't... It's like Sony's, you know, giant corporate being it doesn't know... The right hand doesn't know what the left hand is doing. Like, why would you...
Well, no, I'm sure that's like I just do not understand Sony Computer Entertainment America just sitting there going.
I can understand.
I'm sure, we can attach the PlayStation brand to it, but we are gonna fight you.
Right. It's like I understand creating marketplace confusion for like the success of your product, but when it is like you said, John, competing with a product you're releasing as well, and yeah. already competing with a product that's pretty much dying and has that dying product's name in it. Like, how are they just going for, like, maybe we can make this fail so hard it'll work?
Yeah. I don't know. The only part of me that's really interested is just, like, my Droid 1 is starting to fall apart on me because it can't handle the upgrades for the Droid operating system. And it's also just starting to physically fall apart. So I'm just like, well, I need a new upgrade. And this is a thing. Maybe.
This is a thing, yeah.
Maybe.
I mean, the other thing is, okay, so the selling point is it has all these PlayStation, like, connective, like, it has the integration with PlayStation Suite, so.
Yeah.
So and then you have your analog nipples and all that stuff, like, your D-pad, so you're not dealing with just touchscreen stuff. But, like, in the future, like, a year from now, do you think that phone will still be supported with new games and stuff like that? Like, are developers, are there people out there who are developing games saying, like, let's port this to the phone?
Right. See, they had no out-of-the-gate, like, list of people that are like, yeah, we're totally going to back this thing, as opposed to the NGP, where they had, like, tons of people that were mm-hmm. supporting that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, so this thing is really built for nostalgia or people that did not, like, own PlayStation 1.
Mm-hmm. Or people that are like looking to buy a new phone and don't know what to get.
Right.
They're like, I will enter this new exciting world of PlayStation phones.
Which is pretty much the neighborhood that I'm considering moving into mm-hmm. right now. It's like, maybe. But I also remember the same feeling when the N-Gage came out where it was like, yeah! But no. Yeah.
It does phones and games. It's
phones and games. Two things I love a lot.
And it looks like a taco. I love yeah. tacos.
I love tacos.
I'm hungry.
Choco taco. Yeah, the whole Xperia phone thing is just nuts, man. We good? Everybody good talking
yeah,
about
we're
that?
Good
Let's talk about that. Double
I'm
Fine.
I'm getting two.
Do you want to get two?
Yeah.
So he can play himself.
Wow. You have four analog sticks. You should get three, man. Then you can have like animal nipples. Like a row of them.
But I've only got two hands to enjoy these with, so that would be
overkill.
You have
many fingers. Double Fine has some sort of Sesame Street game in the works for the Kinect. Tim Schafer had some interaction with a Cookie Monster doll, and some press
release. It
was
so lifelike.
From Warner Brothers Very Interactive lifelike. That that they're going to be working, that Double Fine is going to be doing a Sesame Street themed Kinect game. Which is cool.
Is that image that we're looking at right now, is that in game?
I don't know. I can only hope it is.
It's hard to tell.
It is.
Because, I mean, the other image that we were looking at.
Who's the brown guy?
I have no idea.
I don't know. Maybe he's a new monster.
It has been like 15 years since I have seen any Sesame Street.
Yeah.
Yep. So if anybody can do that game well, it's Double Fine. That's all I have to say about that. Mean,
they know. They know that.
They know
charming. Childlike charming humor.
Other thing, supposedly Mirror's Edge 2 is not going to be a thing anymore.
Oh.
Was it ever a thing?
Yeah.
Was it?
I think that was supposed to be a game coming out.
Okay.
People were working on it, mm-hmm. but now.
Well, because the first one did so well.
You know what blows my mind is, like, I don't remember Mirror's Edge doing so well, but.
No, it didn't.
Talk to random ass people that played that game. They love that shit.
Yeah.
Which blows my mind, because that game did not sell very well.
That game also was very irritating.
The game was irritating.
I played it for about 10 minutes. I was like, got anything else to play?
So if a lot of that game was just strictly running on things, maybe.
Phenomenal. It would have been the best game I've played in a long, 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 long time.
But since it is not that game.
Right. Since it's, hey, we're going to put you in a room with a bunch of heavily armored dudes who you have to shoot to kill. And if you try and melee attack them, you'll get shot.
Yeah.
Now you have to run around and play a first-person shooter in a game that's not built as a first-person shooter. Or you can advance. That game sucks because
that
of that.
Yeah, that game is irritating as hell.
If it was something different
from that.
Straight
3D platformer.
Yeah, well, it's like Brink is the next evolution of this, where it's like, we're going to just take the parts that were awesome and make them secondary.
Right, mm-hmm. Which makes more sense.
Sure.
Barely.
That's why I'm so interested in Brink.
Yeah.
All I can think of is rollerblades when I hear that.
Eurogamer apparently reported this, that
I don't get to experience Mirror's
Edge is not going to happen.
Mirror's Edge 2.
Mirror's Edge 2, yeah.
Well, I'm not too upset.
Nope.
I don't know about you, Griff. You look like you might have a tear.
Ah, a little bit. It's brewing.
Yeah.
It's brewing.
I liked what Mirror's Edge could have been, and I liked the levels that were not involved with shooting people.
I agree.
But it just.
I like that demo a lot.
The demo was good. A lot of the levels were really fun. The last part of that game was just unbelievably fun. It's just getting through some of the sections were just mean. It's like poor game design.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's also for people that really love them achievements. It's like, oh yeah, so there's an achievement. Don't fire one bullet the entire game.
I don't know how you do that.
I don't know how you do that either. But like. I heard some interviews where the lead designer was like, oh, yeah, totally. You can just do that. You can play that entire game without shooting a single dude.
I heard people who played through it and did it. And it's like, well, yeah, but there were portions of that game that I got to where I was like, this is, I can do this for another 2 hours trying to get this, like all the pieces to line up right, or I can just move on.
They do also try like in that game to like make it as painful as possible to actually have a weapon in your arm, in mm-hmm. your hands.
Because
like slows you down, makes you clunkier. It's just like, sweet, sweet. So that's like they're trying to push you as far away from using guns as possible.
Why even put them in there?
But yeah. But at the same time, dealing with people that have them is really aggravating.
Yeah,
kind of like real life, to be fair. But yo,
right.
It's a game.
Right. Well, anyway, enough about old games this episode.
Old bad games.
Yeah. Well, 2008, 3 years ago. Come on.
Last thing here is Fear 3 has a trailer where you get to play as the Paxton Fettel, whatever his name is.
Fettel.
The dude who is supposed to be your just second player jumping character. So you can play a main game with that. It's supposed to happen like if you clear a game with Point Man, then you can go, or a level with Point Man, you can go back and replay it as Pakistan.
That game looks confusing as shit to
me. Yeah, for sure.
Especially.
Did you play the first couple of Fears?
I played
most
of the first one. I played the second one up until the point where I felt like I needed to throw up, and then I stopped playing that, which is somewhere around the middle.
Why'd you have to throw up?
That game.
The motion blur?
That might have had something to do with it too. I was chalking it up to they use a lot of ghosts in that game, and the ghosts are these, they appear as really bright lights, and when you kill them, they explode in a ball of light. And there was a giant chunk of that game that you're in the dark, and I'm playing in the dark.
Like, whole game is
and
the dark.
And it just, like, flashes in my face, and at some point, I felt like my brain was just like, if you don't knock it off, we're going to seizure right now. And I'm just like, I'm going to go take some medicine and start watching a show, because it's dumb.
All right. Before we have to see video games, this is what happens when we don't have new news. We have to talk about old shit. So
yeah,
let's call it here and go check out some Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
Yeah.
Marvel, Capcom.
Against each other again.
Yeah.
Who's going to win?
I'm going to bet on...
They can't just make friends, can they?
Galactus.
See, that game would have been better if that game would have come out on Valentine's Day. It's really close, but...
Huh? Yeah.
Yeah. Marvel vs. Capcom 3 comes out on Valentine's Day.
Iron Man.
You didn't know Jack is an amazing game. Anyway,
that's good. Did we talk about that one?
No, we didn't.
Nothing about it.
We'll talk about it next
week. It's really good, though.
It's really good. Anyway, this is Boss Barrel Radio, episode 26. See you later.
Who the boss?